My first smartphone was an iPhone 3G, and I've had iPhones ever since. I love the way they're made, the operating system. It's very simple yet powerful. And I like the fact that Apple tries to make things as easy to use as possible. But in the past few months, obviously, both Google and Apple have rolled out quite a bit of contact tracing and some other tracing elements in the operating system itself. And that's a little scary. So I personally believe that if you want these types of tracking apps, you should be free to download them or not download them, and they shouldn't be baked into the operating system. And that's what led me to look for other alternatives. And I found that the best alternative is a de-Googled Android phone. So in this video, you'll learn what a de-Googled phone is, you learn the benefits, the downsides, and the two classifications of de-Googled operating systems that I see. All right, so what is a de-Googled phone? A de-Googled phone is a smartphone that runs Android, but not the Google version of Android. If you didn't know, Android is an open source project, and anyone can download it and make their own version of it. So Google has their version, which is the most popular version, but there are other versions out there, and these other projects have removed a lot of the Google services. So the way it works is that there's the Android operating system, and in the Google version, the operating system talks to Google Play services, and that's what helps with like notifications and storing your information in the cloud and all that stuff that you're used to using. And then that hits the Google servers, and that's how you can get all these functions into your smartphone. Now, the issue with that is that there was a study done, and it showed that Google sends about 50 times more information to the Google servers than Apple does. So Google's Android is sending your location information, your app usage information, and who knows what else, right? So if you want more privacy, the key is to remove Google services from there and just use the apps on their own. But that's not easy to do because a lot of these apps are built on Google Play services. So there are basically two solutions to this problem. Number one, you take out all of the services that communicate with any server, and you just use Android on its own. So this is the most secure solution, but also you basically turn your smartphone into a BlackBerry because you can only make phone calls, do text messages, and use some basic apps that only use functions on the phone. Now, the second solution is to just add a substitute for Google Play services. So one of these substitutes is called Micro G. It's the most used substitute on the market right now. And what it does is it mimics some of the things that Google does without actually sending your information to Google. So that is a better solution in my opinion. And that's a solution that I'm going to be looking at going forward because although if you take out all the Google services completely, that is a secure smartphone, but at the same time, it's not as usable. Now you're probably wondering why not just use iOS? Well, the thing with iOS and Apple is that their ecosystem is so closed that they don't allow customizations, and you never know what's going on behind the scenes with Apple. And even if you are able to jailbreak a iPhone, they usually come out with an update that will negate the jailbreak, and then you have to create a whole new workaround for it. So it's really not worth going through the trouble, in my opinion. Now let's take a look at the benefits of using a de-Googled phone. So if your phone is de-Googled, you're not sending all this information to Google throughout the day, and if you use a regular Android, all that information gets stored in your Google account, right? But in a de-Googled phone, you don't have a central account usually. It depends on the operating system, but most of them don't have a centralized account that stores all of your information. So whatever information is being sent to the servers for these apps. That makes your phone a little bit more private, and you're not putting as much data out there for other people to use. The side benefits of this obviously are that your battery life will be a little bit better usually, depending on what apps you use. But since you're not sending information all day, then it does save on the battery a little bit. Same thing with the data. You're not sending as much data, so you're not gonna use as much of your data plan. All right, now the downsides. One of the biggest downsides is that a lot of these ROMs or custom OSs are hard to install. You need to have some technical knowledge to be able to install them. Some of them are really easy to install, other ones are not so much, and I'll get into that in future videos. But that's one of the downsides. Another downside is that not all apps will work in de-Googled Android. And even if you're using Micro G, some of the apps just won't work because you're not using Google Play services. And that's something that you're going to have to review on your own and figure out which apps are essential to you and which ones maybe you could use the web version of the app. Next, there are some potential security issues with de-Googled Android. For example, some versions of de-Googled Android don't relock the bootloader. So if somebody steals your phone, there are ways that they can get your information off the phone without your passcode or your fingerprint or your Face ID. It's a very technical process, and most people just want to wipe the phone and sell it, but there is a small chance that you could have your information stolen if your bootloader is not locked. So if you're going to go with a de-Googled version of Android that does not relock the bootloader, then you're going to have to assess the privacy of the information on the phone and how likely it is to be stolen. And if you'd like to get a de-Googled phone without all of the technical setups, go to ironcabin.co, and we're going to have some available on the products page. If you found this video useful, a thumbs up is always greatly appreciated. Hit the subscribe button and the bell to get notifications on future videos like this, where I'm going to be testing different de-Googled Android operating systems. If you'd like to make a small donation, there's a link below this video. But the best way to support this channel is to share this video with somebody who you think will find it useful. Thanks for watching.